And on this Thursday morning, we're joined by Tate Schmatter at the Tri-County Bank. Tate, good morning.
How's it going, Scott?
Good. Good to have you back.
Yes.
So you've graduated from college.
Yep. Graduated from Nebraska Wesleyan.
Awesome. And with a degree in?
Finance and Business Administration.
All right. Now, how did you happen to come into that field?
Well, it was something that I grew up with.
There you go.
Wesleyan was a really good fit for me.
Awesome. Awesome. And you've been back now at Tri-County Bank for about a month?
Yes, right? Exactly a month.
Awesome. So. And you're working out of the?
Atkinson branch for the summer.
Awesome. Awesome. So that's good. Good to have you back. And always good to see people we watch growing up make it back here to the area, and we're glad to have you back. And I know you're excited to be back, and obviously a lot of familiar faces, but I'm sure there's quite a few new faces too that you meet every day, isn't there?
It's crazy how much can change over 5 years, but it's been really good.
You bet. Well, tell us a little bit about some of the things going on at Tri-County Bank. Well, first of all, I was trying this morning to remember how many generations you're which generation banker?
Fourth generation banker.
Awesome. Awesome. That's great. So tell us a little bit about some of the things that are going on at the Tri-County Bank.
Well, right now I would say that I am, my new position is Ag and Business Banker.
Okay.
And a couple things going on right now. It's a little bit, supposed to be a little bit slower in the summer, but with interest rates still historically low, it's still a great time to borrow.
And been working with a lot of the ag, yeah, like we said, I know there's people upgrading equipment, maybe purchasing new land or more land. But yeah, this is a good time, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, whether it's cow-calf, row crop, going to be a part of all of that with our ag lending team. And I guess a couple of those members would be, at our Bassett branch would be Gary Shankland, and then in Atkinson, Jim Brennan, John Wolf, and then here in O'Neill, Carmen Lechtenberg and Joel Steinhauser. And then our credit admin team would be Nikki Cadwalder, Michaela Johnson, and Amanda Paxton.
Yeah.
And I've really enjoyed working with that team so far and going around to all the branches and meeting all the new faces of people at the bank that I haven't met yet.
Yeah. And you know, we go from you being the newest member probably of the Tri-County Bank team to members that have been here for quite a while and then have quite a lot of experience. But also it's good to have a little bit of both because everybody's kind of got some different ideas and it's good to bounce them off each other, isn't it?
Exactly. Yeah, it's awesome to connect with all the generations, the young people that have already moved back before me and moving back now. And it's great with everything going on in the area that it's been attractive to the newer generation.
Yeah. So take advantage of those low interest rates. That's kind of the message we want to get across right now, because it's a good time if you're thinking about making a purchase. This is a good time to do it.
Correct.
All right. Tate, now, we've talked a lot when we've had members of Tri-County Bank in here lately, obviously in the last year with the PPP program that's been going on. What stage is that in right now, and how is that progressing, and where are we at kind of with the PPP?
Great question. So the PPP program has actually closed now,
Okay. And
it was just a great program for our area. Throughout the first and second rounds, we did over 1,000 loans.
Wow.
And that's just money that was able to come back right in north central Nebraska. And that was a really important factor to us of the program. And just to be able to connect and deliver that was great. Even though I wasn't able to play a huge part in it,
yeah.
I'll get to help with the forgiveness. So just want to let people know that the bank will be sending those out here in early July. And we'll be closing out the PPP program.
All right. So if you did get a loan through PPP and you haven't got your forgiveness yet, call Tri-County Bank. You guys are always glad to answer any questions and get them through the process. It's pretty painless, really.
Yes.
Yeah. And they made it pretty easy, but still there's a few steps that need to be taken, and that's what you guys are there for, right?
Just like with anything.
That's right. You bet. All right. Well, so if you do have a PPP loan and you have questions about it and how to get the forgiveness, make sure to take advantage of that, because that's a huge benefit. So.
Right.
What else has been going on this summer? I know, well, we're kind of just kicking off summer, but a lot of activities going on, but everybody's busy, whether you're going on vacations or trips, or if you're, like we said, buying some new things right now with the interest rates going, this is a good time to get in and take advantage of it.
Yeah, and can always encourage anyone to stop in at any of our four locations in Bassett, Stewart, Atkinson, and O'Neill. Kind of the fifth location, I like to call it, online at www.tricountybank.com as well.
Yeah, if they haven't been on the online website, it's a great website. A lot of features on there. You can do online banking. You can make deposits, all of that.
Yeah, whether you don't live in the area right now or maybe you have a child that's moving away to college, you can still stay connected through the bank with our mobile banking app.
Yeah. And, you know, Tate, we mentioned, obviously, like we said, we're right here in the local area, but you guys also serve people from all different states, too. And you're glad to do that. If you move away, you don't have to move away from Tri-County Bank. You can still stay with Tri-County Bank.
Correct. Yeah, that's the awesome part of technology and banking today. But still to be able to have that community banking right there in any of our locations is also really important to people back here as well.
You bet. All right, Tate, anything else this morning? What'd you think of the Huskers doing there? So baseball.
I don't know if I'm ready to talk about that.
Yeah.
Yet.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
But well, I do have a friend in Arkansas. I wanted to let him know that we're still friends, even.
There you go. Exactly. Exactly. Going back to the mobile app that you have, what are some of the features you can do on the mobile app? I know some people still like coming in person, like writing checks. You can still do all of that, but the mobile app is very versatile, isn't it?
Yeah. So you're able to still check balances with that, and then also be able to take a look at loans you would be able to have, and then transfer money in between accounts as well.
So it really works nice. And like we said, if you are scared of it, don't be scared of it. Just come in. Any of the staff will be glad to walk you through it and show you how. Or
yes,
you can always call if you have a question, because you guys are all local and like to talk to the customers. And if you have a question about how it works, you guys can sure help them out.
And I also know that I mentioned our ag and commercial team, but I'm also working on with our consumer team as well. So any summer projects you may have, whether you're looking at getting a boat or a camper or just, you know, working with those low interest rates to on any, you know, projects you're working on as well.
If you need to take a loan out for the citywide garage sales this weekend.
Yeah. I do really enjoy all the vintage stuff, so I might have to take a peek around
there
that.
There you go. Yeah, exactly. So, all right, Tate. Well, they can contact, like you said, any of the branches of the Tri-County Bank. They can go to the website, download the mobile app if you're a customer. And like we said, the best thing about Tri-County Bank is when you call, you get to talk to a person, and they'll sure get you in the right direction. Anything else this morning? And what do you got planned for fun this summer? You going to do anything fun since you come back and started to have to work? But any big trips or any?
I think I finally have a family trip planned in August. My family and I are going to go out to North Carolina.
Awesome.
And we haven't been on vacation in a while. So looking forward to doing that. But mostly just really excited to be back in the area and finally spend a summer back home.
Checking out all the local celebrations now that they're back in full swing.
Exactly.
All right. Tate, thanks for coming in this morning. And